Melachim Beis Parachaf, Pasuk Yud. We're in the middle of the dialogue between the sick Chizkiah in bed and Yeshayah, who has come back to inform him God is going to heal him. He'll go to the Beis HaMikdash in 3 days. Chizkiah asked for an os, for a sign, and Yeshayah said, you tell me what you want. Do you want the sun to move 10 hours ahead or the sun to move 10 hours behind? Either way, it will be a miracle of the sun doing something unaccustomed. Hashem will do either one. To him, there are no limits. But the lashon that was used, which is interesting, and we'll explain it in a minute, was not that the sun should move 10 ma'alos, 10 degrees, but that the tzeil, the shadow, should move 10 degrees. And there's a meaning in there too. So now, Vayomer Yechizkiyahu, so Chizkiyahu answers as it's time for him to make his choice, Nokel latzeil lintos eser ma'alos. Chizkiyah says, it is easy for the shadow to bend 10 degrees. Interesting to even say such a thing. But Chizkiyah seems to think that for the sun to accelerate would be more somehow natural than for the sun to go backwards. First of all, for the sun to accelerate happened already in the time of Achaz, as we said, that the sun set 10 hours ahead of schedule. So Chizkiyah says that's not such a kunst. It's already been done. Second of all, it's accelerating the usual motion. So what's the big deal of that? What's the big deal of that? You try to speed up the sun. But in the meantime, he's got a point that theoretically this would be less of an incredible, unprecedented miracle to have the sun accelerate. Lo! No, says Chizkiyah. Ki yoshuv hatzel achoranis eser malos. Nope. Says Chizkiyah, I faked you out. Psych! What I want the sun to do is go backwards by 10 hours. That's what I want. I want it to be an absolute qualitative change, a reversal. It's never been seen before. Yoshua stopped the sun in its place, but it didn't go backwards or forwards. For Achaz, the sun moved ahead. For me, I want the sun to move back and go behind. This, by the way, is a symbol of how incredible a person Chizkiyah is. He's one of only 3 people in the history of the world for whom the sun did parlor tricks. So again, give him credit. He's a tremendous person. Now, why does he use the phrase the shadow, even though the miracle involves the sun instead? So some of the Mefarshim say, because the shadow symbolizes a person's life. It says in Tehillim, Yomenu Kitzel Over. Right? That's not Tehillim, that's from the Nusach Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur upcoming, but that comes from Tehillim, our days are like a shadow of the earth. Yeshayah said, your life was almost over like the shadow of the day that passed, and you're right to doubt that it can be saved, but if you see the day renewed, maybe you will believe in the healing. So shadow as a parallel for human life. Also, with the shadow, it happens gradually, degree by degree, so that Chizkiyah and everybody else would witness the miracle. It's not that it's suddenly going to return to its earlier position. Zoop, you know, like all of a sudden, like a speed motion camera, you see it move over. No. Then they might shake their heads and say, well, we must have missed something. Something else must have happened. Maybe we were mistaken earlier when we thought the sun was over here rather than over there. Here instead, the sun is gradually moving in the wrong direction from west to east. And that's something that is very difficult for people to say, oh, maybe I made a mistake before. There's another interpretation too. Mayam Loes brings down that the nace wasn't involving the sun at all. It was only light in the area of Yerushalayim. The day Achaz died, the only place where it got dark 10 hours early was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the funeral to take place quickly. It remained light an extra 10 hours. But not in Yerushalayim. So now, on the other hand, this is going to be light that casts a shadow like that of the sun. And the light might be shining. It might not be the sun itself. It might just appear to the people of Yerushalayim that it had. So this interpretation is a little odd. Most people agree that it's the sun itself. And the Medrash says, Hashem prepared the sun for this nace from the day it was created. Because it says, Vahayula osos ulumoadim in Bereshis Bara Elokim. They will be for signs. What signs? For Yoshua and for Chizkiah. And so finishing up the story, Yeralev, Vayikro Yishayahu HaNavi El Hashem. So Yishayah HaNavi called out to God, Davin to Hashem, Vayoshev Es Hatzel B'ma'alos Asher Yorda B'ma'alos Achaz Achoranis Eser Ma'alos. And so he made the shadow go back in the same number of degrees that it had gone forward or gone down, as the Lashon HaPasuk says, in the degrees of Achaz, 10 degrees. So it moved forward 10 degrees by Achaz's death. It moved backward 10 degrees by Chizkiyahu's request, ending up like we do with changing the clocks. Spring ahead, fall back. So ultimately, the atomic clock, the great clock of the universe, is 100% accurate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not let anything be off even by the breadth of a hair. And so the idea that we had a certain degree of forward and then the exact same number of degrees backward is to balance out the cosmic scale that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind.